headaches and stress.
好多人今天真的头很痛，有很多的压力。
And that's what the Bible already predicted.
事实上，圣经早已预言。
In this world, we have trouble.
在这个世上呢，我们会有苦难。
But in Him, we have peace.
但是在他里面呢，我们会有平安。
If you are stressful, you learn from Him, because He said, "I'm humble and gentle in heart." You'll find rest for your soul.
如果你感受到压力较重呢，圣经上讲，在我里面你会寻得安息，因为我是柔和谦卑。
In God, we don't need to worry about the external environment, the housing price going down, the stock going down, all these things.
在神里面，我们不需要去焦虑我们周遭的环境，不管是股票在上涨，还是房价在下跌。
Because we trust in an unchanging God.
因为我们的信心是在这样一个不变的神里面。
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, He's not changing.
过去、现在和未来，他都不变化。
And His love will never change.
而且他的爱永不改变。
He always loves you even you don't love Him.
那甚至在你不爱他的时候，他还是爱你的。
He put your faith in you even you don't put your faith in Him.
他对你是相信的，甚至你在不相信他的时候。
He has hope in you even you lose all the hope.
他对你还抱着盼望，甚至在你放弃希望的时候。
Because the Bible said, in this troubled world, the most important thing is don't focus on the outer material external thing.
圣经讲呢，在这个苦难的时代呢，不要把眼睛盯在外在的环境，
you focus
这些物质的东西， 你要盯着它。
You don't focus on people.
你不要盯着周围的人。
You don't focus on the money.
也不要盯着你的金钱。
You don't focus on, you know, the external things.
你不要盯着外在的东西。
Because all these things is up and down, changing.
因为所有这些东西呢，都在上上下下，都在变化。
And the Bible says, even tomorrow you don't know.
因为圣经讲呢，即使明天你也不知道。
Because you're only a mist.
因为你就像雾气一样。
Appear a little while and disappear.
就是出现一时就不见了。
Therefore, do not think about too much about tomorrow because He's in charge.
所以呢，你就不要为明天去想太多，因为他在掌权。
Focus on three things.
你要集中在三件事情。
That's what the Bible talks about. We try to simplify our Christian life into three things.
那这就是圣经所讲的，我们要把我们基督徒的生活呢，简化为三件事情。
And that's what Paul is talking about.
这是保罗在讲的。
After he explained what is love, then he concludes the chapter of love.
在这个他解释了他的爱的时候呢，他就结束了这个篇章，关于爱的篇章。
And he said, now there's three things it remains, three things.
他说现在长存的有三件事。
Is faith.
第一个是信心。
Hope.
第二个是盼望。
And love.
第三个是爱。
Now this is not about the faith, hope and love of the world.
这不是关于世界里面的信心、盼望和爱。
This is a heavenly hope. Heavenly faith, heavenly love.
这是天上的信望爱。
Because that's from God.
这是从什么来？
That's eternal.
这是永恒的。
He wants us as a Christian, as His children of God, focus on these three things.
他让我们生的儿女呢，要注目在这三件事情。
And the out of these things, the greatest is love.
在这所有的三件事情里面，最重要的是爱。
So that's why the Bible focuses on God is love, aim at love.
所以呢，圣经讲呢，神就是爱，所以我们的目标就是爱。
We aim at the wrong thing.
那好多时候，我们呢，眼睛集中在错误的事情。
We aim at our bank account.
那我们呢，眼睛集中在我们的银行里面的数据。
Sudden inflation.
所以当我们看到这样的通货膨胀。
Your buying power is getting lower and lower.
那看到我们购买的能力越来越下降。
We aim at people.
我们是有时候注目在人的身上，
but the people disappoint you.
但是呢，仍让我们失望。
We aim at ourselves.
那或者说我们能看着我们自己。
And even we feel disappointed.
甚至我们自己对自己也失望。
Because we're only human.
那我们自己是仅仅是人而已。
The best of them must die.
那最好的状况我们都要死去。
The best of them can think only one thing at a time.
那他们最有能力也是 每一个时间只能想一件事情。
And they will not last forever.
他们不会永世永存的。
So the Bible says, focus on these three things from God.
所以圣经讲呢，要注目在这三件事情从什么来的。
Focus on your living faith.
第一个呢，要集中在你活泼的信心。
Focus on living hope.
你活泼的盼望。
Hope is living.
这个你知道这个盼望是活的吗？
It's like a human being.
就像人一样。
Because God's word is living.
因为神的话是活的。
And the hope, because there's this hope of the Holy Spirit.
那个这个盼望呢，是从圣灵而来。
Holy Spirit is the spirit of hope.
那圣灵呢，是盼望的灵。
In the Old Testament, they don't even know Holy Spirit. The New Testament, everything about Holy Spirit is the spirit of hope.
在旧约里面，他们不太讲圣灵，但是新约里面呢，讲到圣灵就是这个盼望的灵。
And the living love. Love is powerful, alive.
爱也是活着的，这爱是大有能力的。
because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
God's love is powerful because God's word is Jesus Christ come to the world as love.
神的爱大有能力，因为神的话语道成肉身来到世上，耶稣是大有能力。
So when we focus on this living faith, hope and love, this will make our life alive.
当我们眼睛注目在这活着的三件事情的时候呢，它会让我们也活起来。
We cannot focus in this generation.
我们不可能注目在这个时代。
We look at Instagram and Facebook and all these things suddenly, you know, we are confused.
我们看着脸书，看着 Instagram, 好多东西，我们越来越困惑。
We don't have the base truth.
那因为它没有真正的一个基本的真理。
We don't know who's truth.
那不知道谁是讲的是
真理。But the Bible says the spirit of truth.
那圣经讲的真理的灵
through the Bible
通过圣
经 if you hold on to my teaching
如果你来遵守我的道
you truly free
那你会真正的得自由
and the truth will set you free
因为真理让你得自由
only hold on to the spirit of truth because spirit will guide you into all truth
那当我们真正注目在真理的时候呢真理的灵就带我们进入一切的真理
and do you have the Holy Spirit
你有圣灵吗
？Of course，
当然有。
Otherwise, you won't belong to God.
那如果没有圣灵的话，你不会属于神。
You're not children of God.
因为你就不是神的儿女。
Because you are really special, unique, is a treasure of God, the apple of His eye.
你是神，对神来说是非常的特别，是他眼中的瞳仁。
Because you are not human.
你某种意义上讲不是人。
Because God begets God.
因为神生了你
Holy Spirit you are born of the Holy Spirit
因为你是从圣灵而生
you were born from God of God
你是从神而生
and for God
从神而来而且为神而生
so when you sit down in the Starbucks
当你坐在星巴克
you should be thankful how fortunate I am
那你会想到我是多么的幸运
I'm a child of God
我是神的儿女。
I'm born of God.
我是从神而生。
I'm not a fish. A fish begets a fish.
Pardon. Oh, I'm not a fish.
Yeah.
我不是条鱼，旁边有条鱼。
Only a fish will begets a fish.
那一条鱼呢？它就生一条鱼。
I'm not a dog.
我也不是一条狗。
I'm not a cat.
我也不是一只猫。
And I'm not a human too, because I belong to God.
我也不是一个普通的人，因为我是属于神的。
That's two kind of people. One is a chosen race. One is not chosen because they choose not to follow God.
这里有两种人，一种呢是被神拣选的，另一种不被神拣选，因为。
But God still loves them. God still wants them to be their children, but they don't want.
他们选择呢不跟随神，神照样爱他们，但是呢他们选择不爱神。
So when you are in Starbucks, you feel fortunate. At the same time, you feel sad because so many people is not children.
所以你坐在星巴克的时候呢，你一方面感觉到非常非常的幸运，另一方面呢，你感觉到非常的悲哀，因为这么多的人没有在跟随神。
But what can you do? You can still bring them to Christ.
那你能做什么呢？你可以把他们带到主的面前。
That's why God put you here.
所以呢，神就把你安置在这里。
To bring people home.
所以呢，把人带到家里面。
You come, God has a plan for you. The plan is to do God's work.
那你今天来到这里呢，神有一个计划在你的身上，就是要你做神的工。
So God give you the Holy Spirit because you are the children of God and also for other purpose too.
那神把圣灵赐给你，因着你是神的儿女，也是为了另外一个目的。
So you belong to the spirit of faith.
所以呢，你首先呢是属于这个信心的灵。
The spirit of hope.
还有盼望的灵。
The spirit of love.
爱的灵。
Because when Jesus go in John 14 and 16, he specified, I must go.
在约翰福音十四章十六节，耶稣说呢，我必须要走了。
My going actually has something to do with your advantage.
那我去呢是与你们有益的。
If I don't go, the Holy Spirit will not come.
如果我不去呢，真理的圣灵就不来。
Then nobody is going to walk with you in your life.
那都没有人呢能够和你们同行。
When I go, I send the Holy Spirit to each of you.
当我去的时候呢，我要差派包惠师来。
He will live in you.
而且给你们每一位，住在你们里面。
He will live in you and never go.
而且住在你的里面，永不离开。
Forever.
永不离开。
You get a little bit scared.
你好多时候有点害怕，因为。
Because when the Holy Spirit lives in you, He knows everything.
因为圣灵住在你里面，他知道所有的东西。
And if you do something not really good, He knows.
那你做坏事，他也知道。
Pastor Wen didn't know.
王斌牧师知道。
Pastor Wen think I'm a good guy.
Pastor, 王斌牧师呢觉得我是一个好人。
But he was very not, and I'm a sinner too.
他也是应该知道我也是一个罪人。
A lot of things we must go on to have more hope, more faith, more love.
所以我们在生活里面呢，同时就要继续不断的来追求这个信望爱。
But how can we do it?
我们怎么做呢
？Romans chapter 7Talk about Paul said, I always want to do something, but I cannot carry it out.
那罗马书第七章呢，保罗就描述，我想做的事情呢，我做不到。
On the contrary, something I really don't want to do, I do it.
反过来呢，我不想做的事情老是在做。
The thing I don't want, I just do it.
那我不想做的，他偏偏要做。
Which man that I am, I'm so terrible.
我是这样一个败坏的人呢。
Who can save me?
那谁能够拯救我呢
？Now, when he is talking about the in the Romans chapter 7, he is addressing to Christians.
那当然，罗马书第七章呢是对着基督徒写的。
And some people say non-Christian too. Yeah, both actually.If the Christian cannot do, how can the non-Christian can do it? Impossible.
那好多人说呢，这个也是写给非基督徒，当然也是对的。对基督徒、非基督徒都写了，但是呢，基督徒不能做，非基督徒怎么能做呢
？Paul is talking about himself, actually.
事实上呢，保罗在讲他自己。
Yeah, wait a minute. Paul is not perfect. He's not perfect.
那等一下，那保罗是不完全的。是的，他不完全。
No one is perfect. No one is righteousness.
没有人是完全的，没有人是真正正义的。
The more you know God, the more you know you are not God.
你越多的认识神，你越多的认识到自己。
The more you think you are righteous, the more you are like Satan.
越觉得自己是一个正义的人，你就发现越来越发现自己像撒旦。
Because humble people never say I'm humble.
因为一个谦卑的人。不说自己是谦卑的 I think I'm the most humble person on earth. Okay, I think you are.
That's why Donald Trump always say, or some other people always say, I'm very humble. But actually, you know, very questionable. Because only the person who is really humble, he don't talk about it.
川普总统说自己是非常谦卑的人，但这个东西是非常值得怀疑。
Someone will say, Tamara is very happy.
那有人说 Tamara 是非常的高兴
，because she generate a spirit of joy even in the most tough situation.
因为这里面呢，从里面生发出一个喜乐，是在
only when other people tell you are truly have this quality.
如果是别人真正这样讲的话呢，你真的有这样一个品格在里面。
Now we learn from Jesus. Jesus never say I have faith, I have love. He never mentioned actually.
耶稣，我们从他那边学，就是他自己并没有说我有很多信心。
I just come to do God's will.
他说我就是来做这个神的工。
He even wash your feet.
他也洗人家的脚。
Right? He is humble.
他是非常的谦卑。
And God will raise him up.
神就把他高举。
So today we must learn how to have faith, hope.
今天我们就学习呢，要有
Because this is the three most important things in a Christian life.
这三件呢，就是基督徒生活里面最重要的三件。
Yes, Paul said you cannot do it, but in Romans chapter 8, he said you can do it.
那保罗一方面说呢，你做不了，但是另一方面呢，在第八章讲到呢，你能做。
When he asked at the end of chapter 1, how can I get out of this miserable situation?
在这个第七章的末了说的，我怎么能从这一个困境里面出来呢？
I want to do something, I cannot do that.
我做的要做的事情做不了。
And he said, through Jesus Christ, then you can do it.
所以呢，第八章就讲到呢，通过耶稣基督我们就能做了。
And through Jesus Christ means from the inside out. It's a lifelong process.
就是通过耶稣基督呢，就是我们从里到外一生的一个事情。
That's why Jesus sent his spirit to us, because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of power.
这就是为什么神要把他的灵呢要赐下来，因为圣灵是有能力的。
It's the spirit of life.
因为这个圣灵是赐生命的。
Romans chapter 8, the first thing it talk about is the spirit of life.
罗马书第八章呢，一开始就讲到这赐生命的灵。
Yes, you cannot do it, but the power of the Holy Spirit will give you a new life.
是的，你不能做，但是呢，圣灵给了一个新的生命。
Start to renew your mind first.
首先呢，改变你的心思意念。
That's why when you open the Bible, you open the mouth of God.
那所以呢，你打开圣经的时候，就是让神来讲话。
When we open our mouth, we should open the Bible.
但是当我们讲话的时候呢，我们也要打开圣经。
Then the power, the living word will come.
那这个神的活的话语就出来。
Jesus go, he sent the Spirit. The Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He lives in us, and also he'll guide you into all truth. He gives wisdom.
耶稣升天的时候呢，就把圣灵赐下来。圣灵是真理的灵，所以他来指引我们，在我们的里面呢，让我们明白圣灵。
The Holy Spirit teach you through Romans chapter 8 about what is faith, what is hope, what is love.
圣灵呢，通过罗马书第八章就教育到我们什么是信，什么是望。
You can look at Romans chapter 8.8 from a different angle, but this is the climax of the New Testament, Romans chapter 8.
当然我们可以从不同的角度读这个读罗马书第八章，但是呢，刚才讲的就是这是这个最高峰。
If you read, if you are a new Christian, you want to read the Bible in New Testament, the first chapter I want you to read actually is chapter 8, Romans chapter 8. Even you don't understand, it's okay.Because the Holy Spirit will make you understand.
新的基督徒，如果建议你怎么样读圣经的话，你从罗马书第八章开始。虽然你可能不太明白，但是呢，你可以开始。
Because the spirit of faith will give you faith.
因为这信心的灵呢，就会赐给你信心。
And give you the power to live a Christian, victorious Christian life with faith.
而且呢，赐给你能力呢，过一个基督徒得胜的生活。
You cannot do it, but now the Holy Spirit lives in you. He empowers you through the Word of God.
你不能做，但是圣灵住在你的里面，他就赐你的能力，通过神的话语，你能够做。
The Word of God have power only when you believe it.
那神的话语呢，带着能力，只是在你显性的时候。
But remember one thing. God believes in you. You better believe in yourself.
那你要相信一件事情，就是神信得过你了，你要也要相信自己。
God makes no junk.
那神呢，他不会做垃圾。
We make a lot of junk.
我们自己做很多的垃圾。
Each is God's workmanship.In Jesus Christ, each of us.
就是每一个人在圣的主耶稣里面都是神的作品。
The Bible says, "Prepare in advance to do God's work."
圣经简单说是，预备要行善，行主的道。
But you don't need to compare, because God's work has so many. Some are big, some are small, some are invisible.
那当然，神的我们也不需要来比较，因为神做的器皿呢，有的高，有的低，有的呢看不见。
But you start somewhere today.
但是今天呢，你就从某个地方开始。
Today you must have more faith.
那今天我们必须要有更多的信心。
Because through the Holy Spirit, He will give you more faith.
但是通过圣灵呢，他会给你更多的信心。
Through Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 15, He will give you tremendous faith.
从这个罗马书第八章一到十五节呢，他会赐给你很多的信心。
Because he's talking about God trust in you, he gave you the sonship, he gave you become the children of God.
你们那里讲到呢，神这样的信任你，把他儿子的名分赐给你。
You are children of God.
让你成为神的儿女。
And you are special.
你就变得非常的特别。
He wants you to do something for him.
他也要你为他做一些事情。
You are the son, he is the father.
那你是儿子，他是父亲。
He trusts you as a son, you better trust him as a father.
那他能够信任你成为他的儿子，你要信任他成为父亲。
And we say, I'm the children of God, but I don't trust daddy.
那我们说我们是神的儿女，但是呢不信任父亲。
And what's the point?
那这是怎么回事呢？
A son must obey the daddy.
那儿子当然要顺服父。
The daddy must take care of the son.
那父亲当然要来，这个光照这个儿子。
The father will give him the best or her the best.
这个父亲呢会给他最好的。
You don't need to worry. A father or a mother, the Holy Spirit sometimes says is like a mother nature. Anyway, God has no genders. Okay, God said, "I'm going to take care of you because you are my child."
那有时候圣灵呢被看成是母亲，当然我们神的话呢不是有性别的。
You cannot,
我会来照顾你。
You cannot go to someone and tell a person, "Hey, person, I want to be your son."
但是我们不可能走到一个人的跟前，就像王炳牧师说，王炳牧师，我要做你的儿子。
Son is not something casual; it's something serious.
那作为儿子呢，这不是一个简单的事情，这是非常严肃的事情。
You cannot call someone the daddy casually.
你不可能随便叫一个人爸爸。
It's in the family.
因为这是在家里面。
It's only you are really born of God, or he invite you to adopt you as a son.
那只有除非你真的从神而生，而且他这个收你成为儿子。
So this relationship is permanent.
而且这个关系呢是永恒的。
Whether you whatever who you are, you know, even kill someone, he's still your father.
那不管你是谁，做了什么事情，甚至你可能杀了一个人，他还是你爸爸。
Think about if you do something really bad, he's still your father. Think about when you do something good.
那你想想，你做了坏事情，他还是你的爸；你做了好事会怎么样呢
？When you obey him,
那你真正顺服他的时候会怎么样？
So God put a lot of faith in you as a son. You better put a lot of faith. He will all your life only goodness and good thing will follow you all the rest of your life.
啊，你想当你在不信任他时，他还信任你；但是你在信任他的时候会怎么样呢？就是真正的一切美善的事情要一生随着你。
Even you don't agree.
虽然好多时候你可能不同意。
You decide, hey, this is not good for me.
那有时候你说父啊，这个对我不好。
But God knows better.
神呢知道的更多。
So you trust in him.
你就信任他。
You say, hey, this is not good. I don't like this job. But God said, no, wait. I have a plan.
那有时候我们说，哎呦，这个东西对我不好，但是呢，神说，你等着，有好。
A simple faith like a child.
所以神要我们有一个像小孩子一样的信心。
That's why Jesus said, a simple faith.
所以圣经里面讲的要有简单的信心，单纯的信心。
You don't need to be a theologian, you need to have simple faith.
我们不需要成为神学家，我们需要有单纯的信心。
Because that is a close relationship, an intimate relationship in a family. Father and son.
那就是在这个家庭里面，父亲和儿子之间一个单纯的一个信心，也是一个亲密的关系。
And father and daughters.
那就是父亲和女儿之间的关系。
The Holy Spirit is like the mother who is going to help you to get close to the son, get close to the daddy.
那圣灵呢，就像一个母亲一样，他就帮助我们呢，跟这个父亲更加的亲近。
The Holy Spirit never bring notice to himself because his job is to help, to nurture you to listen to the Father.
那圣灵呢，从来不把注意力转向他自己，把你引向自己，而是他来养育你呢，让你来真正的
归向神。So you don't, sometimes you don't understand the spirit work. The spirit work actually is throughout the New Testament is all spiritual, the work of the Holy Spirit.
好多时候我们不太明白圣灵，但是总是新约里面呢，到处都写到圣灵。
In Luke and in Acts, and it's all about the work of the Holy Spirit, ministry of the Holy Spirit.
在路加福音 and 使徒行传呢，都讲到圣灵的工作。
And actually, we get it wrong because Holy Spirit's work is not external. Mostly, it's on faith, hope, and love.
我们也不要搞错，就是好多时候我们讲的是外在的工作，其实更多的是内在的工作，让我们有信望爱。
Romans chapter 8 is the first letter in the New Testament to explain the work of the Holy Spirit.
那罗马书第八章呢？这是在新约里面。最主要的一章，第一章就是来讲到圣灵的工作。
In Romans chapter 8 is around 39 verses, but the whole letter of Romans does not mention about Holy Spirit until chapter 8.
那整个的这个罗马书呢，就是说没有讲到圣灵，直到第八章，第八章39节经文。
He is the main character in Romans chapter 8. 21 times the Bible mentioned, in Romans chapter 8 mentioned about the Holy Spirit's work.
那一章呢就开始讲到圣灵，讲到了21次。
Okay, let's look at how the Holy Spirit and how it works to help you on faith, hope, and love.
那我们要看看就是圣灵怎么样帮助我们来在这个信望爱里面来工作。
So we read actually the whole chapter together. First, we read 1-15.
那我们来来读一下整个的这个整章。Shall we read?
Yeah.
Okay. 如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律，在基督耶稣里释放了我。是我脱离罪和死的律了。
Verse 3.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪神的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪啊，是律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人上。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
Verse 6.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵呢，乃是生命。原来体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。然若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Verse 10.
基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而叫基督耶稣从死里复活的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体活过来。弟兄们，弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死肉体的身体的恶行，必要活着。因为防备神的灵引导的，就是神的儿子。
Okay, we stop right here. We'll continue later. So the first, we don't have time to explore or the their whole chapter exegesis, the whole thing, but we're going to focus on just a few things. The first thing is, chapter 2, is the spirit of life. He give you new life. Actually, all healing is from the power of the Holy Spirit, including the creation of the world. All your health depends on the Holy Spirit.
我们没有时间来展开，但是呢，我们从第二节看到呢，就所有的这个能力，所有包括我们身体的医治，都是从圣灵来
的。It's the law of the spirit of life, is the spirit of life to give you a new life.
因为赐生命圣灵的律，给我们一个新的生命。
It actually fulfilled the promise the Old Testament that God in Ezekiel or in other part of the Old Testament to promise a new life with a new spirit.
这是实现了旧约里面的预言，特别是在以西结书里面呢，讲到呢，圣灵会赐给我们一个新的生命。
So spirit of life.
所以呢，就是这个生命的灵。
And because we trust God already, we believe in God, then we have a new life. If you look at this, verse 6, if you have joy and peace.
因为我们已经信神，我们有神的灵在里面，这里讲到呢，就会有生命和平安。
And only those people set their mind on what the Spirit wants to tell us.
就是那些人，那些人随从圣灵带领的人。
Okay, the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth and teach us.
那圣灵呢是真理的灵，真理的灵就会教导我们。
Two things.
教导我们两件事。
First, you have to think and read the Bible.
那第一点呢，就是我们要来读圣经。
Because the Bible is the mouth of God.
因为圣经呢就是神的嘴在讲。
When you read,When you think, when you meditate, you are getting close to the life.
当我们读，当我们默想，当我们在这个的时候，就是我们跟神的这个灵在亲近。
So you cannot find all this truth from other philosophy or psychology. Only the power is from God's word, because God's word is living.
因为这样的真理，你不可能从别的宗教或者别的。这个哲学里面呢，来学到，或者是心理学学到。
How living is God's word when God say, "Let there be sun," that's the sun, the sun will come out.
因为神的话语为什么是活的呢？因为神说要有光，就有了光，太阳。
Let there be this, and the thing will come out.
那神说呢，要让这个地出现东西，
so、God's word
它的东西就出来了。那神的话就是能力。
If you are smart.You listen to God's word, you obey God's word, your life will be prosperous.
那如果你聪明的话，就是听神的话呢，你就发现你的生活会被祝福。
You're fully alive.
你会整体都会开花。
It will be done as you believe it would.
就说神的话呢，就是当你信的时候，就按照信的要成就。
And actually God did a lot of miracles even without our notice.
其实神行了很多的神迹，甚至在我们不知道的时候。
In your natural life, in a lot of natural event, God has done a lot of miracle behind you. You probably come to know maybe 10 years later or never know.
在自然的生活里面，我们好多时候不注意到，但是呢，神已经做了很多的神迹，可能你10年以后才发现。
But God wants to you have to believe in Him, to have faith in Him, because He's your Father.
神要你呢把你的信心放在他的里面，因为他是你的父。
He used this metaphor for us easy to understand. Hey, my father will take care of me.
那他用这一个比喻呢，因为大家是比较容易明白，因为父就是用来照顾你。
So you have two fathers.
那你就有两个父亲。
The earthly father.
地上有一个父。
It's only a human.
那他是一个人。
But the heavenly father.
天上的父。
Is God.
是神。
And of course, God makes your fatherTo help you, actually, God help you through your father too.
那当然，神造了你的父亲呢，来帮助你。神也是通过你的父亲来帮助你。
But God wants you to trust Him. You are His son. This is a gift of God.
神要你来信任他，让你知道你是他的儿子，这是从神而来的一个礼物。
And the Holy Spirit witnessed this in your heart.
那圣灵呢，在你的心里面有做见证。
We look at the verse 14.
我们看看十四节。
14 and 15 and 17.
十四、十五、十六、十七节见到，因为凡被神的灵引导的，就是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心通证，我们是神的儿女。既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。
Without God's Holy Spirit, which is the DNA, you are not children of God.
如果我们没有圣灵，这圣灵就是神的基因，在我们的里面，我们就不是神的儿女。
So you have the Holy Spirit in you, then the Holy Spirit witness is a power of God. Witness, you are children of God.
我们今天有圣灵在我们的里面呢，圣灵呢就是一个见证，见证我们是神的儿女。
The power of witnessing, you are the children of God. I'm going to bless you.
一种见证的能力，这是非常重要，就是说你是神的儿女，他要来祝福你。
All the day of life there will be blessing on you.
你一生的年日，神一直会祝福随着你。
Even in your suffering.
甚至在你受苦的时候。
Because the next portion we're going to read about suffering.
当然另外一段圣经会讲到受苦。
Because suffering is good for you too.
那好的时候受苦是与你有益的。
Because God judges you better to bring good from evil.Rather, don't allow any good, any evil at all.
那生好的时候，让这个苦难呢，会出来这样一个好的东西，要强过那些从来不遇到苦难的事情。
好 ，Now the Bible said, "You not only are children of God, you inherit like Christ, you co-heir with Jesus to inherit the kingdom of God."
这里讲到你不仅仅是儿女，而是成了后世。
Verse 17.
你和耶稣呢同做了后世。
It's like a, you assuming the richest man in Hong Kong is Li Ka Shing. You are the son of Li Ka Shing. And all his children will co-heir for the fortune of this rich man.
你可以想象一下，香港最富有的人是李嘉诚，你看他所有的儿女呢？就是继承他所有的产业。
I tell you now, you are richer than Li Ka Shing.
那今天要告诉你，你比李嘉诚要富有的多。
Because Li Ka Shing is only human.
因为李嘉诚只是一个人而已。
He's not a children of God.
他不是神的儿女。
You are children of God.
你是神的儿女。
You are richer.
你是非常富有。
Because you inherit the kingdom of God.
因为你要知道，你继承的是神的国度。
You know what's the kingdom of God?
你知道神的国度是什么吗？
Everything you can see, you can feel all this universe and beyond this universe.
就所有你能看见，所有能够感受到这个整个的宇宙。
If God promised you, He'll give you the universe, inherit everything. Why won't He give you a little job?
如果神这样讲，他整个的宇宙都是你的产业，他为什么不会给你一个小小的工作呢？
If God said, I'm going to get eternal life to inherit all the kingdom of God, will He not heal you, your little sickness?
那如果神说他要让你继承了永恒的国度，难道他不能医治你小小的一点疾病吗？
Well, that's logical, right? If you study math, if you are given the greatest, the small thing logically will be given.
那如果在你学数学的时候呢，你把大的东西都能得到，小的东西就更容易了。
So you don't need to worry. If we really know we are the children of God, we don't need to worry about it.
如果我们知道我们是神的儿女的话，我们真的不需要来担忧。
Because all things work together for the good of His children.
因为万事效力，叫爱主的人。
Even the bad things.
甚至坏事。
Because God judges better one more time to bring good from.Suffering and evil, they never allow suffering at all.
那神做得很美，好的时候，他让坏事呢，生出来好事，要比那个从来不经历苦难更好。
Because in this way, we can really love. We choose to love.
因为这样的话，我们真的会学习爱，我们学习选择去爱。
We're going to move from 15.
我们从十六。
The first thing you know, the Holy Spirit is going to give you the faith of a child of God. You are really trust Him.
第一件事情呢，神就让我们圣灵让我们知道我们是神的儿子，我们有这样的信心，我们真的来信靠他。
That's why you have no worry. Good thing, bad thing, up and down, whatever. God is good for you.
所以我们不忧虑，不管是高还是低，不管是什么情况，神都是爱你。
Then logically we go to verse 17, at the second portion is verse 17 and up to 29.
所以我们很逻辑的，我们就走到十七节的后半段，到二十多节。
We ask the pastor man to read it for us.
十七节讲到，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我想现在的苦处若比起将来要享有我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。受造之物且望等候神的种子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得
胜。
我们得救在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
好，26-27，
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
29，
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Thank you, Pastor. Here, God has a plan for you.
这里神对你有一个计划。
The plan is good.
这是一个好的计划。
Why? Because all things will work together for the good.
因为这里讲到呢，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益。
Whatever you do with God,
不管你在做什么
？You bring him in，
你只要把他放在里面
，You will succeed，
你会成功。
Even you fail，
即使在你失败的时候，你也在成功。
Because eventually he will bring blessing，
因为最终他要把祝福带给你。
Because he is God specialized on bringing good from evil，
因为神特别会把特别懂得怎么样把坏事变好事。
On the contrary。
那相反来讲
，anything you do without God，
如果你所做的事情没有神
，you fail，
都会失败
；even you succeed，
甚至在你成功的时候也是失败。
Because eventually without God， there's no good thing。
因为没有神，最终没有好事。
It'll corrupt you，
一切成为让你会败坏。
Because God is the one He could give good things. Satan is one He could He always want to destroy us.
因为神永远是要给你好的是是好东西，但是撒旦呢总要来毁坏。
So my friend, be smart. Bring God in.
所以我的朋友，你要聪明，做聪明人，就是要把神总要带到里面。
The Bible said, "Christ is in you, the hope of glory."
所以圣经讲呢，就是说基督在你里面成为荣耀的盼望。
Because you believe God, Christ is in you, Christ will give you hope and the future.
因为你信神呢，就是基督在你的里面，基督给你盼望。
It says here the suffering is only temporary.
因为这里讲到呢，就是苦处呢是至彰至情，而且是现在短暂的。
17，
十七节讲到。
Now 17。Carefully read.
这里讲到呢，就是
Today, the Holy Spirit want to give you tremendous hope.
这里讲到呢，就是神今天呢要给你很大的盼望。
You are children of God, but that's a catch.
那你是神的儿女，但是呢
，You will suffer.
但是呢，也会受苦。
Because that part of life.
因为这是生活的一部分。
Something you can predict.
有些东西你可以来。
In the future, you're going to have trouble.
有些你可以看见，就是说将来你会有麻烦。
Because this is not heaven.
因为这个地上不是天堂。
Because people are sinful, including me and you and me.
因为地上的人都是罪人，包括你。
So we'll suffer.
我们会受苦。
But when you suffer,
但是你在受苦的时候
，you put your hope in Him.
但是你把盼望放在他里面的时候
，then you share His glory.
你和他一同得荣耀。
So suffering, even suffering, is good.
所以呢，这里讲的受苦也是好事。
From a Christian dictionary, there's no bad things.
就是在这个基督徒的字典里面没有坏东西。
Yeah, because suffering is only temporary.
因为受苦是短暂的。
And the blessing is forever.
因为祝福是永远的。
Only God can give for eternal blessing.
只有神可以给你永远的祝福。
So he said, you know, if you suffer for according to His will, you will have glory.
那这就讲到你如果和他一同受苦。也必和他一同得荣耀。
This glory not only on earth is eternal glory.
这荣耀不仅仅是在地上，这是永恒的荣耀。
But the eternal glory is outlast the temporary glory.
那永恒的荣耀远远的要长过。
Suffering is only temporary.
那个受苦呢是短暂的。
But His blessing is eternal.
他的祝福是永久。
Not only in this life eternal.
不仅是今天，而是永久。
Eternal means forever.
永恒的就是说永远。
And you don't need to understand, you just believe it.
那你好多时候不明白，就是相信就对了。
And 18, I consider our blessing, our present suffering are not worth compared to the glory that we will have.
18节讲到呢，我想现在的苦处若比起将来要享有我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
Because you're suffering, in your suffering you have hope. This hope will not be denied.Because God's delay is not God's denial.
这里我们虽然有苦处，但是在苦处里面呢，会有盼望。这个盼望不是说神已经取决了我们，而是说暂时呢没有来到。
God never denies the good things from you.
神永远不会取决你，或者不给你好处。
Not even 1 minute.
甚至没有半分钟。
Because every moment He is thinking how to do you some good.
因为生每分钟都在想怎么样来给你好处。
But we always go the other way.
那好多时候呢，我们走到另一条路。
Disobey.
就是说不顺服。
We hurt ourselves.
我们就会来伤害我们自己。
So in this suffering, you can see, if you suffer, then you still submit the suffering to God, and God says that will be glory.Each suffering will come with each glory.
这里所受的苦，只要把这个苦交给主的时候呢，将来来的人和他一同得荣耀。
Some suffering are you doing good? You suffer.
有时候我们受苦是应该做好事。
If people understand, sometimes you do some good thing for other people. Actually, the other person hurt us.
那好多时候我们为别人做好事，结果别人反过来咬你。
Not only have a good result, actually it will ruin the relationship.
那好多时候我们让好事呢变坏事。
But put your hope in God. Put your hope in God.
但是呢，我们把信心放在神里面。
Still, there's a blessing there.
那是同样，他还是有祝福在里面。
Because God will bless you.
因为神要祝福你。
Even you love your enemy, God will bless you.
爱你的仇敌的时候，神说。
When someone hurt you, you still treat him good. God will bless you.
有人对你坏，你对他好，神还是。
When you love the unlovable, love the unlovely.God will bless you. If you suffer for doing good, you will be blessed.
如果你为了行善而受苦，你会大大的受祝福。
Because you do it for God.
因为你为神在做。
God wants you to treat the enemy good.
因为神要让你待你是仇敌，
要善待你的
仇敌，善待贫穷人。
To suffer a little bit like Jesus.
那像耶稣一样呢，是受点苦。
Because Jesus suffered for you, you must learn how to suffer for other people.
因为耶稣为你受苦呢，你要学习为别人受点苦。
Because God wants you, the Holy Spirit wants to strengthen your hope. You know your hope, there's a reward. The reward is the glory.
那圣灵呢，你就是要来加强你在你心里的盼望。那这样一个盼望呢，将来就是得到荣耀。
And not only glory, it's incomparable.
这里不仅仅讲到荣耀，而是一个不能比较的一个荣耀。
You suffer a little bit, then you have tremendous glory.
你现在有点苦处，但是呢，将来会有极大的荣耀。
You suffer a little bit, but you have reward, mighty reward in the future.
现在你有一点点的受苦，但是将来有极大的赏赐。
Like a little investment.
就像你一点点的这个投资。
You put a little bit there, and suddenly you will go 10 times, 20 times.
你放了一点点，你后来发现呢，十倍的收成。
The Bible said not only that, the tremendous. Jesus used one parable in Matthew chapter 18. Jesus used one parable. The parable is that when you suffer 10 times, 10, number 10, then you get 10 million.
那在这个马太福音十八章里讲到呢，你受苦受了十分，神会给你100倍的祝福。
100 million times.
100个百万倍。
If you're willing for God to do something in heaven or in anything, God will bless you millions times, incomparable.
如果你愿意为主受一点点的苦的话呢，神会的也就是加倍加倍百万倍。
Put your hope in God.
所以你要把信望盼望放在主里。
Not in people.
不要放在人里面。
Not the stock market.
不要放在股市。
Not the politician.
不要放在政治家。
Not your friend.
不要放在你朋友里面。
Not nobody.
不要放在任何人。
Because when you look at other people, you make you disappointed.
因为你看别人的时候呢，让你会失望。
When you look at other things, you distress.
那如果你看别的东西呢，让你感觉到困难。
When you look at yourself, you feel discouraged too.
如果你只看自己呢，有时候也会沮丧。
But you fix your eye on God.
当你定睛于神。
Put your hope in God.
把心情放在神里面的时候。
God put your hope in you inherit the kingdom, and you better put your hope in Him too.
因为他能够信任你，把神的国度托付给你的话呢，你最好是相信他。
God has a plan for you.
因为神给你有一个计划。
The plan is give you hope and future.
因为这个计划让你就是幕后有指。
Why? Because he will help you.
为什么呢？因为他会来帮助你。
Two verses.
那另外两节经文。
Verse 20. Keep going, Alvin.
20节和20.
Okay.
一节。
There's a three kind of suffering here.
那这里有不同的这个受苦。
The suffering of the whole universe.
那这里讲到呢，整个的宇宙都在受苦。
The suffering of us.Personally,
那我们个人的一种受苦。
And finally, is the suffering of God. When you suffer, God suffers too. Do you know that?
那这里讲到神也会在受苦。
You think God is happy? No.
神也在受苦。神，你觉得神是很高兴吗？你受苦的时候。
Even one lost sheep out there, God still suffers. He'll go and look for that lost sheep.
圣经上讲的就是有一只羊丢失的时候呢，他要去。把他找回来。
The Bible said, "When you suffer, he suffers too." God is never happy.
那圣经讲呢，就是说，在你受苦的时候，其实神也在受苦。他不是说。
Until everyone comes back to the family.
那他就要看到所有的人都回家。
So God is suffering too.
那神也在受苦。
Why? Because we don't listen to him.
为什么呢？因为我们好多时候不听他。
He wants you to turn left, you turn right.
他要让我们向左，你却向右。
He said, "Don't focus on this material thing. You focus on material thing."
他说你不要眼睛盯着这个物质的东西，你却非要盯着物质的东西。
And then hurt yourself, hurt your family.
你最后呢，把自己伤害了，也伤害你的家庭。
So God, if you look at here, he talking about the now because don't have time to finish chapter 8. You need maybe 2 weeks. Okay, now we don't have time. We just look at the words.When the frustration, first the frustration of the universe including your dog, even your dog suffer. Because if you don't love the dog will suffer.
这个第八章呢很长，讲两个星期。但是我们讲到呢，这里受苦的，甚至你的狗也在受苦。
Your dog, your fish, everybody suffer because we are sinful.
因为你为什么你的狗受苦鱼受苦呢？因为人都是犯罪的。
Even the dog and the fish are looking for liberation too. He hope we will become so good, we'll go to heaven. They will go with us.
那甚至你这个狗和你的鱼都在等待，就是将来真的那个得自由，进入天堂，跟我们一起。
God gave us control of the world, we mess it up.
那神让我们呢要管理这个世界呢，最后我们
we fight each other.
我们自己互相打架。
We're at war with each other.
互相战争。
That's not God's will. That's not God's will.
这个不是神的旨意。
Secondly, we as a Christian, you talk about Christian, not only the world,
讲到这个基督徒的
not only non-Christian the world, we are suffering too.
基督徒也在受苦。
Because we are waiting for us to go to heaven.
因为我们自己真的在等待着去天堂。
Or try to fulfill God's will in this world, but we suffer because of trouble in this world.
我们在地上真的愿意来遵行神的旨意，但是在这个地上有苦呢。
24节。26. Even the Holy Spirit suffer with us too.
26节讲到呢，圣灵甚至也是在受苦。
That's God in us suffering.
就是神在我们的里面在受苦。
But don't worry, because it says right here, 26, the Holy Spirit will help us in our weakness.
但是呢，不要难过，就是圣灵呢在我们里面来帮助我们。
Mean everything about your sin, your weakness. The Holy Spirit will help you to become a Christian.
在我们的罪里面，在我们的软弱的时候，圣灵。在所有的里面呢，在帮助我们，让我们成为一个基督徒。
Help you to live a new life because the Spirit of life.
因为他会来帮助我们过一个新的生活，因为他是生命的主。
And not knowing that the Holy Spirit pray for us too.
那这里不仅仅如此，而且圣灵在替我们祷告。
A lot of things you don't want to tell people to pray for you, but the Holy Spirit already knew He prayed for you.
因为好多事情你不愿意告诉别人来为你祷告，但是圣灵已经知道，他就为你祷告。
According to God's will too.
而且是按照神的心意在祷告。
And help you to do this. Why? Because when you pray something, hey, I want to do that. Actually, it's not God's will. The Holy Spirit will take what you have, right? He'll take what you have, and he change it and submit to God.
Yes. 那天祷告要这个要那个，但是呢，圣灵就知道了，就他就拿来。再稍微改一下
So you don't need worry. Holy Spirit knows God's will, so but you must pray.
所以呢，你不需要来担心你祷告的对象是错，但是呢，圣灵知道你的意思，你就祷告就对了。
Sometimes you are in trouble because you never pray.
但是呢，好多时候你有问题，有苦难，是因为你不祷告。
You never ask God.
你从来没有求神。
The purpose of prayer is not to get things. The purpose of prayer is to talk to God.
这个祷告呢，不是目的，不是为了要东西，而是你要跟神要交流。
God can give you one gift when you ask.
当你要一个礼物的时候，神可以给你这个礼物。
But the main thing is, when you receive a gift, someone give you a gift. Important thing is not the gift, it's the giver.
当你从人接受一个礼物的时候呢，这个礼物不是最重要的，最重要的是这个给礼物的人。
You focus on the giver, you forgot the giver.
好多时候呢，我们眼目集中在这个礼物，但是忘记了给礼物的人。
But when we receive a gift, usually, hey, I got the roses. Who sent me the roses?
那如果我收到一个礼物，一个玫瑰花，说，哎，谁送了我这玫瑰花？
And then you try to find out who gave me the roses.
所以你会想找到谁？
But when we receive God's gift, we just want the gift. Hey, forget about the person.
I just remember the rose. I don't think about people.
when I get to know my wife at the beginning, someone teach me a tactic. Send her the roses. Don't tell her who sent it.
最早的时候，我跟我太太谈恋爱的时候呢，有人告诉我一个诀窍，说你呢
闭嘴
把这个
secret
把这个玫瑰花送给她，但是不要让她知道是
谁送的。If you tell her who you are, if she doesn't like you, you are finished.
如果你送她玫瑰，但是让她知道你是谁的时候，你就完蛋了。
Now you let her to find seek you out.
让他来寻找你。
Send a roses unknown every day to her office.
对，你把每天在他办公室里面送一束玫瑰。
So we will become a commotion. Everybody trying to help her to find out who is this guy.
那完了呢，成为一个运动，所有的人都要帮助他找到谁送了玫瑰花。
The whole office will be aroused. Everybody will try to find out who sent this.
所以整个的这个办公室的人呢，都动员起来，要找到谁送的、这个。
Of course, eventually, 徐芳敏。
所以最后他找到了我。
So the important thing is, remember, it's not the gift, it's the giver is more important. See the giver rather than the gift.
所以呢，最主要的不是这个礼物，而是给礼物的人。
Have hope in the giver.
所以呢，我们的盼望是放在这个是送礼物的人。
The gift only one gift, but the giver has all kind of gift.
那一个礼物呢，只是一个礼物，但是这个送礼的人呢，他可以有很多各样的礼物。
So he who has a giver has everything.
所以呢，当你抓住这个送礼物的人的时候呢，你就得到了一切。
So we put our hope in the giver, God.
所以我们把我们的盼望放在送礼物的人。
Then you have everything.
我们有了一切。
Don't focus on the little thing.
所以不要把眼睛集中在这个小小的东西。
He's a big God. He wants the best. He wants to give you much more blessing.
他要把很多的、更多的祝福给你。
He's rich.
他是非常富有的。
So he has hope in you. You become his son. You better put hope in him too.
所以他在你里面有盼望，所以你把你的盼望也放在他里
面。Finally,
最后呢
？The last.Hold on a second, 28 verse. Because the Holy Spirit pray for us, help us, that's why all things will work together for the good of God's children.
因着圣灵呢为我们祷告在里面，所以呢万事效力就让爱神的人得益。
Don't even think, okay, well, you know, no matter what, God's going to, you know, bring good.
当然也不要这样想，就是说不管是我们怎么样的，神都会把好处给我们。
Because why? Because the Holy Spirit pray for us. He pray for us, help us submit to will to God. That's why all things works together for you.
因为圣灵呢，就是为我们来祷告，所以呢，就是帮助我们呢，他就把万事都变好。
Okay, go on. We don't talk about the final is the love.
最后呢，我们讲到爱。
Because today we learn how to have faith in God, how to put our hope in God. Finally, God loves us mightily. We must love others mightily in response.
我们怎么讲到把信心放在主里面，盼望放到主里面？最后要讲到呢，神是多么的爱我。
It says right there, if God is for us, who is against us?
这里讲到如果。神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
God is on your side.
因为神在你的旁边。
You know God loves you. He's your father.
You know 神是你的父亲。
Focus on God's love.
哎，
then you can love other people too.
你能够定睛于他的爱的时候，你也可以爱别人。
How great is God's love? 32, 32.
他的爱有多大呢？就是第三十二节。
He did not even spare his own son and give you his son.Will he not give you other thing? Everything.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
He has given you all his son, the only begotten son.
他把他唯一的独生子赐给了你。
Will he not give you other thing?
他岂不也把其他的东西赐给你吗？
And 34.
那第三十
四节。He even, Jesus Christ, even he's in heaven. Now he sent the Holy Spirit in us, live in us, to help us. Not only that, in heaven, he still pray for us.
这里讲到呢，基督耶稣在天堂里面呢，也在为我们祈求。
So don't even think all things works together for you is because God is, you have done nothing because the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ pray for you.And also, he wants you to pray a little bit too.
那所以呢，就是我们不管是做什么呢，就是有我们主耶稣圣灵都在为我们祷告，我们要祷告一点。
When you pray, put your hope in God, not on people.
所以呢，祷告的时候呢，把盼望放在神里面。
Now, he talk about here love. Now, 35. Who shall separate from the love of Christ? Trouble, persecution, all these things.
这里见到神的爱，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？困苦吗？逼迫吗？饥饿吗？
Tough time never lasts.
你要知道，就是这种困难的日子不会永久下去。
And God will get us through.
那神呢，让我们会经过这些。
And He will strengthen you with His love.
他在这里面呢，他会用你的爱来扶持你。
As a matter of fact, when you are in a dire situation, something happened to you, really bad.
那有时候我们真的经历一些痛苦死亡的东西。
The Bible said the Holy Spirit pour out His love into you to sustain you.
圣经讲到呢，就圣灵把那个爱呢倾倒在你的里面来扶持。
Like a mother, when you're in trouble, the mother always beside you, walk with you, encourage you, support you.
就像一个母亲一样，如果你是生病啊怎么样的时候呢，母亲就来照顾你。
Just remember, the Holy Spirit.Love you mightily, and you must love other people mightily too.
但是我们要记住一点，就是圣灵这样的爱我们，神这样爱我们，我们要学习去同样的去爱人。
First John, he says, "How much love God is on you, then we should love each other too."
所以在约翰一书里面讲的呢，神是如此的爱我们，我们同样也要彼此相爱。
So, just until the end, Alan, just keep going.37. No matter what happened to you, even the worst has happened, but God is greater than the problem.
37节讲到，不光是什么事情发生，甚至最坏的事情发生，但是神就帮助我们。
No, all this is nothing, because we are more than conquerors. The original Greek, we are super conquerors.
这些东西呢都不算什么，因为我们得胜有余，就是原文里面讲的呢，就是说是我们是一个超级的得胜者。
We overcome. The Holy Spirit help us to overcome.
就神帮助我们呢成为一个得胜者。
Because He's in control, you are not. He's in control.
因为他在掌权，不是你。
And not only control, look at that. No matter life and death, angels, demons, all these things cannot stop God's love from us.
不仅如此，他说，无论是死。是生死天使掌权的有能的现在的是将来的事呢都不能阻止我们神对我们
And he's our language now, our vocabulary now 39 the high death anything else in all creation now we call UFO will be able to separate us from the love of God Jesus Christ
这里讲到高处低处的现在保罗可能已经没有穷尽词汇了是别的受造之物UFO就是这个英文的就是 UFO 都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝
So nothing can separate you from the love of God including you don't love God He still loves you
所以呢没有什么事情可以把你和神的爱隔绝包括你不爱神这件事情
He's still waiting for you
也不能隔绝
So the Holy Spirit will strengthen us pour our God's love into our heart so if God loves us so mightily we must love others mightily in response to
所以圣灵呢把神的爱浇灌在我们的里面让神极大的爱在我们的里面所以我们也去爱别人
God gave us so much love so we give a little bit love to others
所以呢神给我们这么多的爱我们就是给别人一点
so that's why Romans 13 talk about what you owe God you give it to other people
所以我们呢亏欠神的我们就坐在人的身上
The Bible said you got $10 million Now you give someone $10
所以呢神给了你100万你就给另外人10块
Now, That's a command If you say hey you owe me $10 Then you want the $10 back And God the Bible said If you're not merciful God will not be merciful too God will want the $10 million back too
所以呢在圣经里面也讲说别人欠你10块钱你非要把这10块钱要回来如果没有这种怜悯的恩赐的话呢神要把他的100万
So we must have be merciful love the enemy love the unlovable because God's Holy Spirit Spirit of love already gave us this love
神呢就是说真的让我们去爱那些不可爱的神已经把这个爱放在我们的里面了
God already tremendously gave us a lot of faith
那神已经给了我们很多的信心了
God already gave us incomparable so much glory of hope
那神已经给我们很多的荣耀，很多的盼望。
God has given us so much love mightily.
他给我们这么多的爱。
In response, we must love others.
所以呢，回应他的时候呢，也就是爱别人。
So the Bible said, you don't have to understand. You can do it. God already the Spirit of love, Spirit of faith, Spirit of hope already put inside you. All you need to do just start to give. The more you give, the more you receive.
所以呢，就是神把已经把这么多的给我们的话，我们就是要去给，越
给越多。That's a promise from Luke 6:37。
它这是一个这个路加福音
6:37。
六章三。
Give, it will be given to you。
啊，这里讲到一个应许呢，你给就有被给的。
The more you give, the more He will pour out into you。
你越给就生给你的越多。
It's more blessed to give than to receive。
所以讲到呢，施比受更有福。
My brother and sister, you need to give love。
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，你要给施爱。
You receive so much love,
你
be overflowing。
你会接受这样的爱，它会满而溢。
And you must give it a little bit to others。
所以你要给别人一点。
And you don't need return, because God will return to you。
你不需要来要求他们回报。
So today we learn three things from the Holy Spirit in Romans chapter 7.
所以今天呢，我们从这个罗马书七第七章第八章学了三。
Romans chapter 7, the Holy Spirit, the word Holy Spirit come out 21 times out of 39 verses to tell you, you must rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
在那里讲到呢，就是我们真的要来依赖圣灵的能力。
It's given to you already.
已经赐给了你。
Because Holy Spirit lives in you.
因为圣灵住在你。
Because you are children of God.
因为你是神的儿女。
You already have the power of faith.
因为你已经有这个信心的能力。
Power of hope.
这个盼望的能力。
Power of love.
爱的能力。
When you start to use it,
你开始用的时候
，you find out you have more in reserve.
你就发现呢，你有更多。
That's only for God's children.
这是对神的儿女。
Other people they don't.
其他的人没有。
Because they don't have Holy Spirit.
因为他没有圣灵。
Because we are not human.
我们自己不是。
We are God's children.
我们是神的儿女。
Only God's children, God can beget God's children.
在生就生了他的儿女。
So don't forget your status. You are the children of God. It's not.Human, in a sense, you are supernatural.
不要忘记你的身份，你是神的儿女，不仅仅是。
You like it or not, you can do it.
你是超自然的。
You can love more, forgive more.
高兴不高兴，你。
You can love more, forgive more.
啊，你也能够更爱人。
Because God has given so much love.
因为神给了你更多。
If you don't get out, you get stuck, you get clogged.
当我们不去输出的时候，我们好多时候会堵在那里。
It's like a toilet clog.
就像一个厕所一样被堵住。
You want to keep more. Same as hope. Same as faith.
盼望和信心一样。
So
amen,
amen. Love, faith, and hope. That is what the Bible wants us to aim at in the Christian life.
所以呢，我们的眼光就集中在信望爱。
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Could you come?Is that a wonderful message?
Yes.
We're so blessed the Lord has sent Duncan here. In my heart, I have so much faith. Lord is going to really use our church as a whole. You know, just thank you. In response to the message,
我回应 Duncan 的信息。
I just give a short testimony.
我给一个讲个很短的
about to give
见证，讲关于怎么样去给予。
We have love to give.
我们需要去给予爱。
In mission, I have a house and a few people live there. A few of them are Christians.
在 mission, 我有个房子，那里面有住着一些基督徒。
Some of them are not.
他们有些也不是基督徒。
But what we see is that it's very interesting. Sometimes they have their friends come to worship the Lord.
我看到很有趣，他们也有些朋友去他们那里一起敬拜。
One day, I pull a trailer and have some furnitures to that house, and I was in the way for this friend. She cannot back her car. She wants to go out.
我有一天我开着一个 trailer 到那个地方，我里面装了一些家具，但那个时候挡住了他的朋友要来的那个路，他朋友要。
I said, could you just wait for a while? Let us just unload all these furnitures, and then you can go. I can back up my trailer.
我说你可不可以等一下？我需要把这个家具给拿下来，是啊。
And this lady, she said, let me help you.
那个女士说，她说我来帮你吧。
I said, oh, you ladies, stay there. We, if you mind, we will finish very quickly.
我说你在这边等着吧，女士可以在旁边休息，我们男生。
He said, no, I'm willing to help.
他说不不，我很愿意帮忙。
She told me a very short story, but so striking.
他告诉我一个很简短的一个故事，但是非常震撼。
She's a Christian.
她是个基督徒。
It's also related to today's message.
就是跟这个今天的信息也是。
She said, you know, I love to do things and help people.
她说我喜欢做事，喜欢帮助人。
You know, some years ago, I had this disability, getting money from government.
好几年前，我因为那个那个身体上的一些残疾，我得到政府的一些帮助资助。
But the more I take money from the government, depend on disability assistance, the more I get depressed.
但是我从政府那里拿这个资助呢，拿的越多呢，我心里越是那个有这种抑郁。
Then I find something wrong.
但我觉得有点问题。
So I give up my disability assistance. I found a job.
所以我就放弃了这个残障的这个这个帮助，我去找了一份工作。
Then I become happier.
然后变得更加开心了。
And healthier.
更加的健康了。
And now you see, I bought my own car with my own salary.
现在你看，我还买了自己的车，用自己的工资买。
That's why I love to help people.
这就为什么我喜欢帮助别人。
This is a real story.
这是一个真实故事。
That's true.
这是真的。
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
就是施比受更为有福。
And then another short story yesterday just happened.
简短的故事是昨天发生的。
And I went to the property. I smell drugs.
我去那个去我那个房子那个地方。
These two tenants there said, "Whoever smoke marijuana, we wrote the this. You need to go to the out of the property. Otherwise, you need to be kicked out." I never got so furious because they wrote everything. Wrote the lease. Is that right?
他们有抽大麻，所以我就跟他们说，有谁抽这个的话，这个按照这个我们当时签好这个协议，你们会被赶出去的。
And they never saw I was so furious. They knew I'm a pastor.
他们从来没有看到我会这么认真，因为他知道我是个牧师。
Oh, they said the tenancy acts this or that, and then this legalized.
所以他们就是说，找了各种借口。
I said legalized doesn't mean it's good for you.
他说，是那个抽的那个。大麻是合法的，但这个并不能、
Anyway, they tried to find an excuse and so on. And later on, this man came to me and apologized to me.
说后来那个人来到我面前跟我道歉。
He said, "Bing, I need to obey the rules."
他说，王炳，我必须得遵守你说的那个这个合同法。
I hugged him.
我抱着他。
I said, "I know you like to do things."
我说你喜欢做事吗
？Just go and do something and serve other people.
你可以好好去做事情呀，去帮助别人啊。
Did you see that you helped me to cut the blackberries? The neighbor was so happy.
你有没有记得？
讲那个黑莓呀，就是清理后院。
你就是看你在帮助别人清理那个后院那个黑莓，
非常高兴。
他就很高兴。
I see that every day you work on your car, it's wonderful.
就是我看你的那个车，你在处理那些东西非常好啊。
And it happened a few days ago. I helped him, make the story short. He was desperate. He lost his key and the cell phone in the junkyard. He tried to find the car parts because he loved to fix his own car.
因为他前几天呢，他丢了他的他的东西，他的电话啊什么的，在一个地方，他后来很绝望。我在帮助他。
And almost 5 o'clock, and I was going to go home. And he said, "Bing, could you take me to the junkyard because they are going to close? I need, you know, my keys lost. I get my new key and da 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 da." I said, "Okay, let's go."
就是已经五点钟了，我要回家了。他说，你可不可以带我到那个地方去？我丢了我的钥匙啊，这些电话这些东西。我说好吧。
So I use my logic to help him to find the key.
我用我的逻辑来帮助他去找到了他的钥匙。
Because sometimes people get panic, they don't use the logic. Sorry.
有时候当人在紧张的时候，他是没有逻辑的。
I help him with what kind of cars you are looking for, which row, and let's go.
我就 通过逻辑来帮助他去仔细思考这是开的什么车，在停在哪地方。
Actually, here in that car, I found his key on the cell phone. He was so happy.
所以我就在那个车上找到了他的手机，他非常高兴。
He said, "Bing, thank you, thank you, thank you."
他说 ，Bing, 感谢你，感谢你。
I said, "No problem. I'm glad it's found."
我说没问题，这找到了太好了。
But also, you need to change your habit.
但是也许你的习惯需要改变一下。
When you look for things, don't put your cell phone and your keys in the hand. You put it somewhere.When you, I said, I never have the habit like doing that. I always put my wallet in the left pocket and my key in the right pocket. Anyway, make the story short. And he really, you know, like I feel he felt loved. He's not a Christian yet. He wanted to come to the church.But some other Christians, they offended him so much.
基督徒伤他得很深。
Anyways, I have to work with all this. Very interesting. And the other, this yesterday, he hugged me. I said something to him. He listened.
所以这个很有趣。他昨天抱着我的时候，我跟他说一些话，他很
愿意听。I said, you know, if you do not help people, do not do things, you...end up doing nothing and doing bad things.
所以你不去帮助别人的话，你会最后会变成是你会做坏事，而且是。
People only find happiness, even I hear from the news experts studied. Only find happiness when they serve.
而人找到快乐的是当他在服侍别人的时候。
Nobody will be happy when you just get and sit there and smoke marijuana.
没有人会真得到真正的快乐，是只想自己得到，啊，只想抽大麻。
He said, "Bing, I'll do it."
他说 ，Bing,
I'm so glad. He says he is going to do it.
我愿意做，我很高兴，我愿意做。
Oh, I'm so glad because he listens.
我也很高兴，他愿意听。
Even this morning, I received a message, "Bing, when are you going to?
今天早上
I want to do something for you."
我跟他发消息，他说我 Bing, 我愿意做些事情。
Great,
真太好了。
You know, when people listen, as Duncan preached, when we listen to God, we'll be blessed.
所以我们听这个信息，像 Duncan 讲的这个信息，神会祝福我们。
Just you know, this is something we can experience daily.
这是我们每天都会遇到的。
It is eternal truth.
这是真的吗？是真理吗？
But the Lord will bless us today, even on the earth.
这神今天会祝福我们，就是在这个我们现在所住的这个地上。
Are we blessed?
我们是不是很蒙福呢？
Do you believe you are blessed?
你们相信你们是蒙福的吗？
We are still wondering sometimes. Oh Lord, my suffering. I know. Me too.
我们知道，我也知道。
I sometimes, last night I didn't sleep well.
昨天晚上我
believe or not.
我也没睡好。
But today when I translate, I feel the Holy Spirit.
但我能感觉到圣灵。
Do you see that our translate actually today is really good? I tell you, I'm surprised because I know the Holy Spirit in me. Last night, my wife felt sorry because I slept probably 1 hour, 2 hours. I didn't blame nobody because I worked really hard yesterday. I drank some tea. I suppose not drunk so much. I just couldn't sleep. But today, I think that when the Lord wants him to Duncan to preach the Holy Spirit, I feel the Holy Spirit. It's not me. I clearly know it's not me. My natural states want to sleep. But I know this message, Lord is putting a stamp on this message, said, this is a message, Holy Spirit in you.
神盖了印了，是说这个信息就是神给的。
And there's strength.
有力量在里面。
Oh, Lord, we just thank you.
神，我们感谢你。
Lord, you are real God.
主啊，你是真的神。
You have everything.
你有一切。
You lack of nothing.
毫无缺乏。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
Thank you for today's word.
谢谢你今天的信息。
We know that you have chosen us.
我们知道你拣选了我们。
Have faith in us.
你对我们有信心。
You have hope in us.
你对我们有盼望。
You give love to us.
你给我们爱。
And you want us to respond.
你让我们，要我们来回应你。
The only purpose is to be more blessed.
唯一的目的是让我们真的蒙福。
And we know we pray for brothers and sisters. Many people are still going through some suffering.
弟兄姐妹们祷告，我们很多人都在经历一些苦难。
Some are going through some suffering in the marriage.
一些在婚姻里经历痛苦。
Some are separated for a long time because of the COVID.
一些婚姻是被分割，因为是 COVID 的原因。
Some are waiting for the immigration status.
有些人在等待这个移民的这个身份。
Some have a lot of conflicts or troubles in the working place.
很多人是在这个职场上有遇到很多的冲突。
Some they have family issues.
很多的人有遇到家庭的问题。
Some have healthy issues. Healthy issues.
有些有健康上的困难。
But the Lord, we trust you.
但神啊，我们信靠你。
We believe your words.
我们相信你的话语。
All things work together for those who love God for the good.
万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We trust your word.
我们相信你的话。
Lord, may you bless your children.
主啊，愿你祝福你的儿女。
May you energize, empower your children to act in your word.
愿你加添你的力量在你的儿女的身上。
Lord, we thank you. We know you love us so much.
我们感谢你，我们多么爱你。
We will have testimonies one after another.
我们当中会有一个接着一个的见证。
Today and tomorrow and in eternity.
今天明天一直到永远。
Lord, we pray and we thank you. We know that all the promise you have prophesied to each individual.
我们知道你的话已经预言了在我们的每一个人的身上。
And to the whole church.
已经给了我们教会。
Will come to be true.
我们会看到这些都会实现。
No matter what sufferings we are going through,
无论是什么样的困难我们在经历的。
No matter how weak we are,
我们无论我们有多软弱。
But you are able.
但我们知道你能。
You are able.
你可以。
And your power will be manifested in our weakness.
你的大能会彰显在我们每个人的
软弱之中。We continue to pray for the people who are sick.
我们为生病的人祷告。
The sickness will never overpower us.
疾病永远不能胜
过我们。Yesterday and this morning, I prayed with my wife.
早晨，我跟我的太太在祷告。
No matter what happens to our health,
无论对我们的健康发生了什么，
we will choose to live happily.
我们仍然相信。
No matter we die or live, we belong to Christ. We choose to love. We choose to believe. We choose to serve. Lord, we thank you. Bible said, those who wait upon the Lord will never get disappointed. And never in rush. Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you so much.
实在太感谢你了。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.